SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Healthcare, manufacturing, and construction led the way as America's employers added 178,000 jobs last month, a surprisingly strong showing for the job market.
The Labor Department reported Friday that hiring marked a rebound from the loss of 133,000 jobs in February. The job gains were about three times what economists had forecast. The unemployment rate was down from 4.4% in February. That's partly because the labor force, those working and looking for work, dropped by 396,000 in March, so fewer people were competing for jobs. Factories added 15,000 jobs last month and construction companies 26,000, probably because of warmer weather last month. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The help wanted sign is out at the Department of Justice now that President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. Choosing an interim successor, Mr. Trump has not yet named a permanent replacement for Bondi.
The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche as acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
War Secretary Hegseth has dismissed Army Chief of Staff General Randy George and two other generals. A U.S. attack on a major suspension bridge in Iran has left eight people dead, according to Iranian state media. Iran, meanwhile, has attacked Israel, Kuwait, and Bahrain. Iran State TV claims an American fighter pilot has ejected from an aircraft over southwest Iran. There's been no confirmation of that from the White House or from the Pentagon. No trading today on Wall Street. U.S. financial markets closed in observance of Good Friday. The market ended with mixed trading yesterday. This is SRN News. Do you think revival is coming to the U.S.?
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, just about 30% of the general population thinks a broad spiritual renewal is on its way in the near future. Young Americans believe that the most, 38% of Generation Z. And what do people think might trigger revival? The most common response is prayer. A lot of folks believe God is about to answer their petitions. Other popular reasons include economic problems and political divisions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads. A new report from International Christian Concern finds that the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It involves direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. This is SRN News. A company in eastern China has found a very practical use for artificial intelligence, using AI-powered machines to sort clothing and boost recycling.
The Fast Sort textile machine was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2025 and was created by Data Beyond, a Chinese AI recycling company founded in 2018. The new tool offers a glimpse into how AI could help reduce the impact of synthetic textile waste. It can sort 100 kilograms of clothes in 2 to 3 minutes, a job that normally takes one worker about 4 hours. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order that could slap long-threatened pharmaceutical tariffs of up to 100% on some patented drugs from companies that do not reach pricing deals with the administration in the coming months. Companies that have signed such pricing deals enjoy tariff-free status. More details, SRNNews.com.